From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Hold on a second. I got a peanut. Actually, a cashew. I got a wash down here. Hold on a second. Yeah, it's because there's a sign I walk past to get into the safest radio studio in America every day. It says, no food or drink allowed in studio. So I'm going to wash down that cashew with a little bit of water because, as you know, I make my point every day that signs are worthless. Yeah, that means those no gun signs too, right? You understand it. You get it. You're an Armed American Radio fan. Couple things. Want to start out with a quick letter. Mark, my local radio station for the past 2 weeks has not aired your monster broadcast except for the last hour due to the stupid crap of after game on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That blanks me off so bad as I won't hear your show tonight because they have the late game. Ugh. Yes, many satellite radio words for this. Could use another airwave to pick up your show, though. So I gave it to him. He's good. On another note, I asked our friend Madison Jessiato when she would be back on your show, and she replied, hopefully soon. Get in touch with her, and aside from just a segment, have a roundtable with her on a Sunday broadcast. Your friend who honors and respects what you do for us, that's Kevin. Kevin, you can count on it. I will reach out to Madison. Been intending to do that anyway, but here's the deal. The NFL, I know, I feel your pain, brother, right? National Football League, no fans left league. Love watching them take a nosedive every single week. Let me tell you a couple things. First of all, the Houston Astros game is getting ready to play, and that's what's on in the Crossbreed Holster Studios today. Normally, it's One American News Network, but we got a real sport and a tremendous series tied 2-2 going on in Houston. Now, who should take some lessons from that? How about the Houston Texans? Maybe they want to take a couple lessons, right? Because they kneeled, most of the team kneeled during the national anthem in protest of their owner Bob McNair's comments. You know what Bob McNair said? Bob McNair said, "We can't let the inmates run the asylum." Oh, no. Somehow that's racist. We can't let the inmates run the asylum. So here's my question to you. You still watching the NFL? What, you got nothing better to do with your time, huh? Now the Texans owner makes a tongue-in-cheek, cliched remark we all know to be a simple, just that, a cliche. You know what it means, don't let the inmates run the asylum? It means you don't let the employees run the company. That's what it means. And that's what it means to any intellectually honest human being on planet Earth that speaks English, that's ever heard it. That's what it means. There's nothing racist about it. Never has been. Never will be. It means, hey, you're my employee and you work for me. I make the rules here. If you don't like it, work somewhere else. That's the way I ran my business. The NFL isn't running their business that way. Hence why they're losing millions of dollars and millions of fans. Good for them and too bad at the same time. You see, that remark normally wouldn't bother anyone, again, who was intellectually honest. Unless, of course, if you put it in perspective, and I know some Armed American Radio listeners are picking up on this right now. Unless maybe it would offend you if, in fact, you're one of the hundreds of former, current, or future inmates currently playing in the NFL. Right? Yeah. I think the number's like 600 or something. So maybe when you say something that's a cliche and it hits home because you were an inmate or, you know, might be in the future, or maybe you're accused of murder or beating up your wife on camera in elevators and stuff like this, maybe that comment does hit home. Go ahead. Keep taking a knee. America's turning you off every single day. So if you're listening to this show on a podcast because you were watching a football game today, pox on you. Shame on you. Find something better to do with your time. If you're watching The Walking Dead and you're listening to me on a podcast, hey, I give you a pass on that one because I'm a Dead fan. Also, that's great. Or if you tell me you're watching a real team from Houston, that being the Astros in what is a blank kicking series so far, tied 2-2, you get a pass from me there as well. Boy, a couple minutes, I want to run through something, then I've got an hour for you that is going to be huge. Because speaking of great athletes, major league sports, and big talkers, Curt Schilling is on the line, and he'll be here in just a second. I want to kind of set the stage for the rest of the program for him, though, because I'll tell you why. I'm over morons. I'm done with it. Day after day, we're subjected to nonstop bloviating from whiny liberals masquerading as one of us, gun owners, hiding behind the I grew up around guns nonsense. You've seen this, right? You see it in columns, editorials, letters to the editor, TV commentary. They claim, you know, I'm a gun owner. I grew up around guns. I'm from Texas. My dad taught me how to hunt from a very young age. That's the claim that supposedly gives the writer or speaker some type of moral authority over the rest of America's 100 million plus gun owners by virtue of the fact that he or she supposedly grew up around guns, right? Big satellite radio moment deal. Insert whatever adjective you want. Yay for you and that white horse you rode in on, Tonto. If in fact you did grow up around guns, then you're well aware of how they're used safely, proficiently, and lawfully by millions of other Americans every single day. For all those things you did with them or claimed to do with them when you were growing up, oh, and get this, including hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of self-defense that you didn't mention. Now, I'm not here to give you a pass anymore. I'm kind of done with that. You would be aware of that fact if you had seen a doctor before allowing the mental disease of liberalism to fester inside your brain long enough to allow your emotions to overtake whatever cognitive skills you may have had prior to your infection. Here's the real deal. I don't really give a hoot where you're from. I don't care how you grew up. I don't care what you did for the last 50 years before you wrote your unhinged letter, ill-informed column, or dishonest editorial. I don't care if you hunted. I don't care if you fished. I don't care if your first sexual experience was in a cabin in the woods with someone of the same sex. I don't care about what kind of car you drove, whether you're white, black, green, or from another planet. I don't care if you love sushi, steak, or little foo-foo platters. You get it? I don't give a crap. I'll also assume you grew up around cars, baseball bats, knives, rocks, bricks, tire irons, metal pipes, fists, and a whole bunch of other stuff that could easily have ended someone's life if used improperly, and in fact do every single day. Guess what? So do the rest of us. And honestly, I've had enough of you intellectually dishonest blowhards who have decided that it's high time to do something while offering nothing more than meaningless statements such as, we have to do something, while offering absolutely nothing in the form of that something you insist be done. While you may find some gun rights supporters willing to entertain you by pretending there is a debate about the right to bear arms and whether or not we should discuss finding some, you know, put quotation marks here in the air for you, common ground or some type of compromise to placate you liberals, the vast majority of us are sick and tired of hearing you run your mouths offering nothing but empty rhetoric. Until you have a solution to stop gangbangers and mass murderers from committing crimes, and I mean a solution, not some feel-goody cliche bumper sticker logic, feel-good dopey statement that reads like an Every Town for Gun Safety bullet point, then guess what you can do? You can shut the satellite radio moment up. Not sure what that means? Go back and listen to a few past broadcasts and you'll figure it out. Major League Baseball legend Curt Schilling. Curt, I love you. Thank you for being here. I'm going to have a lot of fun with you for this hour. You ready to rock and roll?
What's up? You're all fired up, dude. I got my adrenaline going right now.
I hope so. And you need to put a baseball game on in the background. We'll talk some rights and some freedom at the same time. Tell me something, Curt. What do you think, as a former professional athlete, about what is continuing to happen to the National Football League? And let me remind you that, and you know this because we talk a lot, but I was one of the original season ticket holders, 10-year license, club seat, nonetheless, when the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa opened up. I spent tens of thousands of dollars. I've estimated it to be around $70,000 supporting the Bucs, and long before that stadium opened up, too. When you admit you're a Buccaneer fan, you're admitting you're really truly an NFL fan. What are your thoughts about what's happened? Because I've turned them off last year and a half. I don't even know who's playing. Don't care anymore.
I honestly, I'm in my third or fourth weekend of not watching 1 minute of football, and my life is no different. I was born and raised a Steeler fan, and I was so embarrassed by what happened a couple of weeks back that I'll never watch another minute of the NFL, and I'm just fine with that. And it's creeping over into baseball, which is a problem. I don't know if you saw the other day, a player in the Astros is suspended for 5 games next year for making slanty eyes. And listen, I can't even begin to explain to you how much worse some of his teammates have probably said things to him than anything an opponent could do. That is just what guys do. And he's suspended for 5 games. We have – political correctness doesn't really do it. We've gone to another level, Mark.
Let me stop you there. Political correctness. Let's go there because we're coming back from the break. I ate up a little bit on a rant there of the first segment. But when we come back, I'm going to talk with Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend and great. Knows a little bit about what we're talking about here and a whole lot about gun rights. We'll start with political correctness, PC, and its infection and what it's doing to the country. Back with Curt Schilling right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher is awesome. Proud to be able to call Mike Gallagher a good friend. Make sure you tune in to him every day, by the way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Salem Radio Network. Check the listings for him. Visit Mike online, and you'll find everything. Mike Gallagher is awesome. We watch him on Fox. He's a Fox News contributor. He's awesome. Gun owners, real quick, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? Question number two, what would happen to you if you defended yourself too soon? Think about that. What would happen if you defended yourself too soon? Could it be a charge against you? You're darn right it could be. Number three, do you know exactly what to say and what to do with your gun when the police arrive? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's the 2017 USCCA Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it is 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. It's 164 pages and comes with the bonus audio version. I know because I recorded every word and voiced the 164 bonus audio version for you so you can listen in your car, commercial vehicle, whatever you're doing, cutting the grass, whatever it may be. This life-changing guide is 100% free. For a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Thousands of you are picking it up, and thank you. It's great. The information is fantastic. Go get it, armedandresponsible.com. I'm talking with Major League Baseball legend Curt Schilling. Curt, welcome back to the program, man. Let's go back to the political correctness thing I left off with. Explain to me why this is so dangerous and why, well, you mentioned it's creeping into baseball as well. It's creeping into every aspect of our life, isn't it?
Well, it's the left platform. All of this social justice crap that we're dealing with is because of a group of people who are the world's largest hypocrites. All you have to do is go look at Hollywood and this Harvey Weinstein thing, and the fact that every woman in Hollywood that I know of votes Democrat, is very liberal. Hollywood is supposed to be about equal rights for all and empowering women. It's full of pedophiles and sexual molesters and assaulters and all the deviants you can imagine, and they still protect these people.
Yeah, and you want to talk about. You want to talk about the world's biggest hypocrites. The whole liberal ideology is hypocritical when you got guys like, you know, I don't know what's his name, the Titanic. I don't even know his name anymore. Don't even care.
Oh,
Leonardo DiCaprio flying around the world on private jets, you know, talking to you about what you should be doing about global warming and your car having a footprint. You know, the whole thing's an absolute joke. But they're using that social justice war, that culture war that we have is, as you know, I'm going to tie this back to firearms rights. It's something we talk about all the time together. And by the way, you can hear Curt and I discuss Second Amendment issues every Tuesday on Curt's great show, Whatever It Takes, at Breitbart News. You want to know a little bit about it, go to Breitbart. You can click right on it and listen to it, and not just when I'm on it, all the time. It's a fantastic show. But I join him every Tuesday at about 9:20 Eastern, 6:20 Pacific, and we talk Second Amendment issues. Well, so let's go to the rights issue relative to the PC thing, because the Everytown for Gun Safety, I mean, just the name itself for gun safety, Curt, you can't get a class from them. They don't teach any safety. And all they're out there doing is spewing venom about the NRA and demonizing gun owners and everybody else. Hundreds of millions of people, 100+ million gun owners in this country. What do they expect to accomplish?
Well, they're not expecting to accomplish anything. Their ultimate goal, and they've made no bones about it, if you listen to them, their ultimate goal is to repeal the Second Amendment. Nancy Pelosi was very open and honest about the fact that she was hoping this open-ended bump stock ban legislation would lead to a slippery slope. And if you've read the legislation, like I know you have, bump stock's not even mentioned in the legislation. They've left it as open as they could possibly leave it.
You're right about that. It's not even mentioned. You're absolutely right. They come up and concoct all these ideas. That's a great point. I didn't even point that out to my listeners.
But here's the problem, Mark. In Massachusetts, I thought we had a very conservative governor, Charlie Baker. They're getting ready to try and pass legislation that would make it illegal to oil your firearm.
Say that again?
They're getting ready to pass legislation that would make it illegal to oil your firearms.
Okay. Now, I guess it's okay to, it's safe for me to say that you're in Massachusetts. You've been there for a long time. How in the, can you explain that? What's the logic behind this?
I guarantee you, I know what their reasoning is. Their reasoning is because somehow, some way, they've made people believe that it enhances your ability to create a faster fire, increases your rate of fire.
Oh my gosh. So wait a minute, let me get this straight. And I mean this with all sincerity because I did not know that. So I'm learning something. I love this. Education, information, and entertainment for you, responsibly armed Americans. I'm one of you. I'm a fan of the show myself, and I love learning these things. I did not see that yet. So lubricating your firearm makes the trigger pull faster. I thought you might say that they were going to say lubricating the barrel makes the bullet go faster because you never know what they're going to concoct.
No. It's another move by probably one of the most uninformed, willfully ignorant group of people I've ever met. I mean, you want to find someone that knows nothing about firearms? Find someone that's trying to get the Second Amendment turned out. It's amazing to me. And, you know, that's the problem with this whole bump stock thing. Like you said, it's not even mentioned in the legislation. But they just want the door to get cracked open, because once the door gets cracked open, they'll try and kick it in. And that will mean, it gets back to we were talking about this Las Vegas thing. By the way, I don't know if you listened Friday, but I was afforded a document in my email from a former member of President Trump's National Security Council, and it's an ulterior theory of investigation in Las Vegas, and it identifies a possible second shooter.
Really?
It's unbelievable, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but one of the things that this gentleman talked about was the fact that this Paddock gentleman in Vegas, he didn't buy his first firearm in his lifetime until last October. And then after Trump won, he bought 40 separate weapons between then and now. Now, you know what? That's a disturbing pattern. If you're 55, 60 years old, but I also know collectors who bought twice as many guns as that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's confusing if you try and follow along with them, which is the biggest mistake you can make. You can't follow along with their logic because what they're doing defies logic, and they know it. They're just stupid enough to know it.
The leaders are very, they do. They know exactly what they're doing. Bloomberg knows what he's doing. Shannon Watts knows exactly what she's doing. The rest of them, all the writers over at Team Trace, this Alex Yablon and whatever their name are over there, they all know exactly what they're doing. They're writing in such a way as to mislead people. These are not stupid people. They're intelligent people, but they're playing to the lowest common denominator. Kurt, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to have some fun with you because you brought it up. You and I have touched on it on your show, Whatever It Takes. In fact, the last two Tuesdays. Let's talk a little conspiracy here for just a second. I'll tell you why. A lot of goofy stuff going on with Las Vegas. So let's open up the conversation and throw some what-ifs out. And I'll start with this.
I got some pretty amazing stuff for you.
Oh, let's go there. It's not anything I've heard. I'm going to be back with Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend and host of Whatever It Takes over at Breitbart News. Whatever It Takes with Kurt Schilling. You can follow him. I'm running out of time. I'll give you the Twitter handle and everything else when we come back from the break. Don't go away. Gonna be fun. Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you defend yourself too soon? Do you know exactly what to say and what to do with your gun when the police arrive? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version that I recorded so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
It absolutely is. The Second Amendment Foundation's unbelievable. I had a great conversation with my dear, dear, dear friend, and he is a very, very close personal friend of mine, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, earlier today. We decided to let him take some time off. He's been so busy. He's been all over the world and all over the country lately, and I want him to get some rest. And God bless him. I love him so much, and he does so much for you. Second Amendment Foundation, $150 lifetime membership. It's the Second Amendment Foundation, by the way, and you've heard Alan and I talk about this for years on the show, but they are the ones that have set the precedent in 80% of the pro-gun cases won across this country have been Second Amendment Foundation cases, filed cases, and there are more to come, and about 30 of them working their way throughout the courts around the country at any given time. That's the dedication of Alan Gottlieb for 40 years. And real quick, gun owners, armedandresponsible.com. Please go get the 164-page guide. Thousands of you have. And thank you so much. And I want to hear from you when you get it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think about it, particularly the audio, because it was a lot of work recording that audio for you, but the feedback has been fantastic. You will learn all kinds of cool stuff, how to avoid ambushes, where to sit in restaurants, how to safely store your guns if you have kids, how to avoid or save survive a mass shooting if, God forbid, you find yourself in that type of predicament. It's all right there, the 2017 U.S. Concealed Carry Home Defense, the Safety and Home Defense Guide, and you get the one, it's 100% free, the whole kit and caboodle, and we're giving you the home defense checklist on top of it. Take advantage of this massive amount of information free. It's all at armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. And very quickly, just to let you know how cool it is, I just got an email from someone just moments ago. Hi, Mark. I've been a fan of the show for a couple years. I listen to The Daily Show. Every weeknight when I get home from work, love the show and your guests. I have a couple requests for you. First, can you send me the link that allows me to download the audio chapters for the new Concealed Carry Defense Guide? The link I have just launches the audio, and I'd like to be able to take them with me. Two, after all this time of listening to the show, I finally went out and bought a smoker. You have tempted me into this with the grilling while armed segments. My second request is, will you please send me the meatloaf recipe? I think this would be a big hit next summer when a bunch of old high school girlfriends go up to northern Minnesota for Girls Casino Weekend. Thanks for all you do in support of the Second Amendment. And that's from Candy Burmeister. Candy, let me just tell you this. I'm not going to say your email out loud, but I love your email address. It is absolutely classic. The answer to your question is, I will absolutely send you the link. I'll do it while we're on air right now. I promise you that. And I will also send you the meatloaf recipe. And thank you for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. Let's go back to Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend and host of the fantastic program on every day, every single day, 9 o'clock. And that's Whatever It Takes with Curt Schilling. Curt, three quick things, then I want to turn it over to you. The timeline shift from Vegas destroys any and all credibility for anything they say going forward in the future now. I don't believe we can believe anything they say now. They've blown it. Number two, the security guard now being holed up, I understand, at the MGM, and he shows up on the Ellen DeGeneres show, disappears before he's supposed to meet with other media personalities, including Sean Hannity. And number three, no new. It's an information blackout coming out of the FBI and the sheriff's department. This whole thing reeks. What are your thoughts?
So let me just set this up. Friday morning, actually not even Friday morning, Thursday, I received an email from a gentleman named Fred Flight, who's a member of he's a very well-respected man in the intelligence community. And with it was an attachment. I had Fred on the show earlier in the week, and I've been asking him about Vegas and how, you know, you and I talked about it. And things just aren't aligning right, and this and that. And he's forwarded me a document, and it's titled "An Alternative Theory of Investigation." And on the top, it says, "Do not disseminate analytical working documents." This was done. There's a gentleman named Rich Higgins, and Rich was on the President Trump's National Security Council until he was booted off by H.R. McMaster, and he did this alternative theory investigation, and it basically didn't do anything outside of what's available publicly. And I went through it, and I spoke with him on Friday, and I got to tell you, I am absolutely beside myself. So I'll just run through it. I have the document in my possession, and it's something we're trying to work through and get posted up on Breitbart. We just want to make sure we do it responsibly. But it starts with a video on YouTube. It's available on YouTube. And he says the attack begins at the 3:12 mark of the following video. The attackers are sighting their weapons on the VIP trailers to the left side of the video screen and walking their fire into the crowd to ensure their point of aim is correct. The attack continues for 7 minutes with the shooters engaging internal and external targets from the two-room suite in the Mandalay Bay. Several websites peddling theories of possible alternative shooter locations have failed to provide any evidence to support these claims. All sound phenomena and discrepancies are explained by internal targets shooting at the security guard and the maintenance man, and external targets, festival and concert goers. Echoes, rifle reports, microphone placement, open and closed windows. At the 3:20 mark of the following video, and then he has the link to the video, there are two distinct pistol shots that complete all shooting associated with this incident. The audio evidence calls into question the official narrative of the single shooter suicide. These two shots are more indicative of an execution scenario where one unknown shooter disables the known shooter, Paddock, with the first shot and then executes Paddock with a second shot to the head. It then shows a picture, the publicly available picture of Paddock, where he's laying on the carpet and he's dead and he's got a gunshot wound to the face, but he also has a gunshot wound to the chest. And he said, you know, that first of all, it doesn't make sense. The picture's leaked. Depicts an individual who did not commit suicide. And let me just remind you, this is a gentleman who worked for the National Security Council for President Trump. This guy's, his name is Rich Higgins, and I had him on my show. If you want to go back and listen to the show on Friday, it was a fascinating interview. The second picture that we saw, Mark, was a picture of the legs of Mr. Paddock. And if you notice in the picture, there's an automatic weapon on a bipod that is sitting over his legs, which couldn't have happened had he fallen on the floor. And it says also in the second picture, notice there appears to be two gunshot wounds to Mr. Paddock. The first is to the sternum area that bled for a short time before his heart stopped. A plausible scenario is that the first shot knocked him to the ground. Note that the weapon under his legs was probably carried in his left hand. He was left-handed by the stock and fell under him as Paddock fell backwards from the impact of the first shot. The second shot appears to be a fatal headshot near the right nostril and that expelled the brain matter located on the carpet behind Mr. Paddock. In other words, he appears to have been executed where he was lying. After breaching the room, SWAT had to force to breach their way into 32. So this all happened. Paddock was in room 32-135, and this document has the layout of the room. But it's important to remember the numbers. 32-135, SWAT breaches the room. Then they were forced to breach their way into 32-134 as the door had been locked from the inside of the suite in 32-134. Now, when you see the layout of this hotel, you immediately realize Paddock could not have locked the door in 32-134 from the inside since it was on the other side of him. After killing Paddock, the second shooter placed the pistol near his head. This is all theory, by the way. This is all investigative theory. The pistol was probably later moved by SWAT, which would be protocol. Note that Mr. Paddock would not have been holding this weapon in his right hand, although it appears the weapon has been placed on the right side of his body. Then it shows the layout of the office, or of the place, and it shows how it would be physically impossible for him to have internally locked the door. Okay, so then it says, he basically goes on to, when one considers the most likely suspect for status as the second shooter, there is one individual who comes to the forefront. Mr. Brian Hodge, and has a picture of his Facebook page. Mr. Hodge is an Australian-born L.A. resident who specializes in concert promotion and production. His Australian background and support for left-wing causes is well documented throughout his Facebook profile, although he does not outwardly appear to advocate for violence. While not overly political, it's assessed that he is supportive of transgender rights, homosexual marriage, and holds highly anti-right-wing views. These views possibly developed the following a serious accident, an incident in Australia. He was assaulted by right-wing neo-Nazis who went so far as to kick him in the face.
Mr. All right, stop, Kurt. Stop. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
We're going to take a break, and I want to continue with this when we come back. It's fascinating stuff. And when we come back, I'll tell you exactly why it's fascinating, because I mentioned three things that concern me about the investigation. I'm going to throw a fourth one out there, too. Really, really interesting stuff. We'll be back with Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend and host of Whatever It Takes at Breitbart News. Don't go away. Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you defend yourself too soon? Do you know exactly what to say and what to do with your gun when the police arrive? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version that I recorded so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Fun conversation. You know, I'm not normally the conspiracy guy, but I gave you three reasons this Vegas thing stinks. Now, you can do what you want with it, and I'm not saying there is. Here's what I'm telling you, and this is factual. The timeline shift, as far as I'm concerned, destroys any credibility going forward. There's only so many times you can cry wolf before nobody believes you anymore. It's as simple as that. Number two, the security guard. This guy, what a bizarre thing, this guy. This guy was supposedly there. He was there. He was shot there. Why don't we have his story? Why is he on Ellen DeGeneres, and what's he doing hold up at the MGM? Number three, the complete blackout on anything new. They've stopped, and they flat out told you they were going to stop. We're done. We're not giving any more information out. Number four, I'm going to make this 4 and 4A, but the changing information that came out during each press conference and subsequent press conferences, we found X amount of weapons in the room. It changed. We found X amount of weapons in the room. Then it changed. Then it changed. Then it changed. They found this at the house. It changed. Now, I understand these are volatile, fluid, very dynamic situations. But it was no longer dynamic in that room. You had a dead murderer, and it's not hard to count how many weapons were there. Granted, there were a ton of magazines there, but I can promise you that they had an accurate count. Now, here's 4A. Kurt, let me bring you in for 4A. I'm talking to Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend, host of Whatever It Takes over at Breitbart News. And, Kurt, you're involved in all this stuff. We talk about it a lot together. Here's 4A. You ever been to Vegas, Kurt?
Yep.
Have you ever known any, there's not a single square inch of any building in Vegas that's not on camera, yet we've not seen one released piece of tape.
Not one second. The inside of those casinos are the most heavily videoed square footage in the world.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that this particular hotel doesn't have cameras in the hallways. There's
no,
cameras
they do.
In the elevators.
They do.
Of course they do.
It's exactly what you thought it was, Mark. They do. They do. And you know, I tell you, I'm going to put this document. It's going to come out, and we're going to put it up online. But this gentleman, Rich Higgins, who did the investigation on this, basically puts a second shooter in the room and does it with evidence from this guy's social media. And then this gentleman apparently was interviewed multiple times on television and radio, in the days following the attack, in the 24 hours after the attack, he refers to us and we and our multiple times in this. Melbourne Antifa, by the way, which is where this gentleman's from, posted 3 hours after the shooting, one of our comrades from our Las Vegas branch has made these fascist Trump-supporting dogs pay. Now, the weird part about this is that Stephen Paddock's girlfriend and this gentleman I told you, his name Brian Hodge, they worked at the same casino in Australia, not at the same time. So it's just, and listen, he basically, this gentleman puts himself inside the room a couple different times to post. At 10:29, he says, there's a live shooter with a gun in my hotel in Vegas right now, but I got outside safely. At 8:51, about an hour before the attack, he tweeted from the restaurant in the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He had his geolocation on his Twitter account, Mark, up until about a half hour later. Then he tweeted a couple times, and it was off, as if he didn't want you to know where he was when he was when he talked about hiding in the bushes. But man, he talked about being in the room. He talked about he was in room 30. He put himself in room 32-134, which is the room that the police breached. And he did it a couple different times in a couple different interviews.
What's interesting, well, all of this stuff is interesting. And it's, again, you know, you can go a million different directions. What's fascinating about it is we will now never know the truth. I mean, are you going to believe when they came out and say, okay, they're going to come and say, okay, here we have, we're going to lay it out. Here's everything we have. I'm sorry. And again, it's not a conspiracy thing, but you've already told me 50 different things. I'm not going to believe
right.
51, period.
Right.
But what fascinates me about this is what the left, this, you know, look, these guys, the left is waiting in the wings for another one of these to happen so they can come after something, you know, more important than a bump stock, right? They didn't even know what a bump stock was. But they're using all of this crap that you're talking about now, we don't even know anything about, to come after Americans' constitutional right to keep and bear arms, as if somehow the guns in my safe and here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios and your safe are somehow to blame. And then we're hearing what we're hearing
yeah.
from you and all these 4 points that I just pulled up. It's mind-numbing, quite frankly.
Yeah. I don't want to dwell on this, but I'm going to put it up and you can see it for yourself, but I just want to go one last tweet that at 11:21 Las Vegas time, this gentleman posted on Twitter with no location on his Twitter. It's now turned off. It's chaotic. Multiple shooters. One on my hotel room floor, and now an explosion just went off. So, and again, you can see this guy was interviewed on television and radio all over Australia, and I'll have links to all of that stuff in this report. But the fact of the matter is, I don't doubt, and again, I had Rich on, you can listen to the tape of my Friday show. I had Rich on at 9:20, and this is a perfectly sane, normal guy. He was on Trump's National Security Council. H.R. McMaster booted him off. But this guy has there's no reason for him to have an alternative theory story, none.
Well, if the investigators wanted to debunk what we're talking about, what you mentioned on the show Friday,
all
they'd have to do was release the videotapes and call it quits.
Yep.
But they haven't done that. And, you know, look, you can go back to any other shooting any other quote-unquote mass shooting, to use whatever term they want. You go back to San Bernardino. They had the timeline of what these two clowns, this guy and girl and their wife, everything was the whole nine yards. They were able to tie it together fairly quickly. And they weren't hiding or holding anything back. In this case, it really is convoluted. And unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get the answer. And if we do get the answer, nobody's going to believe it at this stage of the game,
well,
Kurt.
I think this guy's a bad actor. I think that there was – I think this – and if you listen to Rich's theory, I'll sum it up, is he believes that Paddock was the guy that set up the operation, whatever it was, on this side. And that they brought in what they call a traveling shooter. Basically, they brought a second shooter in to perform this. He believes it's tied to hard left or terrorism in the Middle East because of this guy's financial dealings in the Middle East that have all been questioned over years, back and forth. But basically, this guy did all of the legwork on this side. Again, he didn't buy his first gun until October 16th of last year. There were 40 guns in the room, 40. And half of them were cased up.
Yeah, and I don't know about the number of whether it's accurate or not, but we hear the number at least 12 of them were bump stock equipped. Now, if you've ever fired a bump stock gun, listener, as I have on three separate occasions, and all three times the gun jammed. Now, that maybe that was me. Okay, you can do the same thing if you're limp wristing a firearm, whatever the case may be. But that would account for why he had 12 of these bump stocks on. So the whole thing is quite fascinating. Kurt, we're getting ready to end this hour. I want people to know where to go to get you, where they can hear us, because I love you to death, and I'm so proud and honored to be able to call you a great friend. Where can people get everything you do?
Well, trust me, the feeling's mutual. Breitbart.com, Monday through Friday, every morning, 9 to 11 Eastern. You can listen to the show. There's always an audio of it afterwards. You can go to Breitbart.com and watch the show on Periscope and live stream when we do this. Again, if you're interested in this whole story I was throwing, Rich Higgins was on the show Friday at the 9:20 mark. He comes on as a guest. It's a fascinating interview for those of you that are interested in this stuff. And this documentation is going to be up on the Internet at some point soon.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Got to end it right there because we're getting ready to call this hour quits. That's Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball great, and Whatever It Takes. You just found out where to go get him. I'll give you more information on it when we come back from the break. Thank you, Kurt, for everything that you do. Until the next hour, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone back right after this. AWR Hawkins, by the way.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.